Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise God we're able to be together again. I'm so glad you joined me. On yesterday's broadcast, I began to bring a message I've entitled Wanderings in the Wilderness. And if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, that should ring a bell with you, because undoubtedly, if you've walked with the Lord for a while, you've known you know what it is to wander in the wilderness. I've done that more than once. And God wants to minister to us, and I have a lot of scripture to share, but it's a beautiful message of hope. If you feel like you're just wandering purposely and you don't understand why your life is in the condition it is, and you hear preaching and you listen to broadcasts and watch television programs, and it's like, Lord, what's wrong? It's like you just are unsatisfied, you don't understand what's going on, and you do not feel like you are experiencing the abundant life or walking in those exceeding great and precious promises He's given to us. And as far as entering into Canaan, in a spiritual sense, we're not going to possess a physical land like the children of Israel. Well, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't say that, because in a sense, we will. We are. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and beloved, the meek will inherit the earth. When Jesus comes back, He's going to set up His kingdom. He will destroy all wickedness, war, and violence. Beloved, we're never going to have peace and harmony among men till the King of Priests comes. The King of Peace comes. His name is Jesus, and He shall rule and reign from Jerusalem. And the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as waters cover the sea. What a glorious time that will be. The lion shall lay down with the lamb. God will restore to mankind an Edenic, that which Adam and Eve experienced in the garden. A lack of war, where there'll be true peace, where animals will, you know, no longer prey on one another. What a beautiful and glorious experience that is. So, beloved, we will inherit the earth. And, of course, Israel, all the promises that God has made to Israel will be fulfilled. And they will be the focus of the millennium, praise God. God has promised, He's creating a new man, but all the promises that were spoken, especially through the prophets of the old covenant, they will be fulfilled, and God will have mercy on His people, and they will begin to recognize and declare, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They will recognize their Messiah. Praise God. But anyway, going on to an understanding of the slave mentality, we have all had a slave mentality. We were all slaves to the devil, and while we were not saved, while we were in bondage to this world, we actually were just pawns of our adversary, the enemy. We didn't know it. We would have resented it. We thought we were our own free spirit, our own free agent, but we were actually doing the works of Him who has this entire world under His domination. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and death, He's dealt with sin and death. Beloved, is the last enemy which shall be put under foot. But we want to understand that this slave mentality, which is something that all of God's people need to be delivered from, we have been under the bondage of Satan. And even those who have been raised in good Christian homes, if they're out in the world any length of time as they grow up, we're all influenced by the mentality of the world. That's why it's so important, and there's such an emphasis on having our minds renewed and to think on those things, those lovely truthful things, those pleasant things, those right things, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we're to think upon the things that the Lord wants us to concentrate on, not upon the negative things of this world, not that we're to be oblivious. I know there may be some preachers that say, I don't even listen to the news. Well, I do, because I want to be able to pray and do what I can in terms of my own prayers to see God's will accomplished in this earth. He's called us as intercessors. He wondered that he could find no man who would stand in the gap. Therefore, his own arm was bared, and he sent Jesus to be the intercessor for God's people. Well, let's now talk about Israel. They were slaves in Egypt. Now, how did the chosen nation of Israel end up a nation of slaves? Well, if you know the historical account, there was a famine in the land, and through God's providence, some years earlier, when the jealous sons of Israel, sons of Jacob, sold their younger brother into slavery, Joseph, he was sent as a slave, and he was serving as a slave in Egypt. Then he was finally thrown in prison unjustly, but that was all part of God's plan, because you know what? God told their father Abraham that it was going to happen in Genesis, the 15th chapter, verse 13. These are the words of the Lord to Abraham. Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. So, this was part of God's plan, and then when the time was right, he raised up a deliverer, Moses by name, to bring the word of the Lord to them and to cause them to be released from Egyptian bondage. It took 10 plagues to get Pharaoh to do it, but he brought his people out with a strong arm. He delivered them, showing signs and wonders and miracles. And then he was very clear, when his people were delivered from Egyptian bondage, he made it very clear that if they would serve the Lord, they would experience his blessings. He would bring them into Canaan. But if they disobeyed, there would be curses for disobedience. And so, under the old covenant, God used punishments and judgments whenever anyone sinned. Whenever they departed from his ways, either in the wilderness or when they were in Canaan. Let me share with you Deuteronomy 6, chapter verse 10. The Lord God shall give thee great and goodly cities, houses full of good things, wells which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees you didn't plant. When you shall have eaten and are full, then beware, he gives a caution, lest thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought you forth out of Egypt from the house of bondage. And what was God's purpose in this? He wasn't being mean or severe. He wanted to show his reality and the immensity of his love and concern that he had for his people. Let me share with you Exodus, the 19th chapter. I will start reading at verse 4. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. And he goes on to say, these are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And so God wanted to show that there were blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. And he wanted to reveal himself to them, that he was a holy God. He was a God who was all-powerful. He held the forces of nature under his control. Look at those 10 plagues. He holds life and death in his hand. He called for that final plague, the death of the firstborn of animal and beast, except for the children of Israel. He made a distinction, and demonstrating to them how great a God he was. And so he sent them a deliverer who was Moses. Now, in the New Testament, Jesus is our deliverer. And the task of the deliverer is to reach a people of slave mentality. And that's why Jesus was saying that that old covenant, and the Paul in his epistles declare that the old covenant, the law, was given so as a schoolmaster, it would show that man was impossible. He just could not keep the law in perfection. There was only one who could, and that was Jesus. And it would cause us to realize there was a method of atonement. Sin was covered. That was where all the sacrificial offerings that were established, the festivals that were established under the old covenant to cover their sins for a period of time every year on the Day of Atonement. The high priest would go into the holy place. But this was God's plan to reveal himself. Now, God hasn't changed. He is just as holy a God as he ever was. And that's why I'm concerned if we do not understand and appreciate and reverence the grace God gives us. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is not something we can make light of. My husband used to say there's no such thing as cheap grace. It costs Jesus his life. I know in the denomination I was raised in, well, you could, you know, kind of do whatever you wanted to do. All you had to do is go to confession and confess your sins, and everything was made all right. Beloved, if we truly love God, we will do everything we can to avoid sin. We will hate sin because it cost Jesus his life and tremendous suffering. Now, I haven't gotten very far on this broadcast, but on next broadcast, we are going to consider a slave mentality. And we just don't want to be looking at historical facts, what happened to Israel under the old covenant. We need to relate it through God's Spirit. He will enable us to understand how we too, how this applies to us, that we were in bondage to the evil one, and God wants to set us free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister to you, and I invite you to write. This ministry has been raised up for 50 years now to minister to God's people through the printed page, through the broadcast, and that's our heart is to see Christ unveiled in your life. Praise God. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,